Greetings, this is James Gillen on the BBS Network, and we've got As You Wish Talk Radio open up. Tonight, we're going to do some call-ins and do some other things. There's some things I wanted to cover tonight. We're working on bringing some really good guests. Unfortunately, due to weather and other things, we've lost contact with them. Hopefully, I'm still on the air. It seems like we're popping in and out here. But we've got a major snowstorm. We're right in the middle of a huge snowstorm right now, so it's really you know, creating a little popping on the grid here, you might say. So anyway, I'm in between places here. I've been on the move. You know, I one minute I'm home, next minute I'm gone. I'm going to be gone here real shortly again. So I'm not going to be saying where I'm going, because I think it's better not to, you know, because of the way things are unfolding right now. And I want to talk about some things in the news that I find really interesting, and you know, this fake news thing, the media wars that's going to be going on. And I know Trump is probably going to open up his own media outlet, which is probably what he's going to have to do. And you know, places like, you know, Alex Jones and other people like that have been her critics, you know, are all, you know, she's going after them. So she's going after anybody that's been a critic, which is probably us as well, you know. So who knows, you know. So anyway, there's this thing going on, and people need to see behind this. You know, you need to look behind the curtain, because this woman has no shame whatsoever. And if I were her, I would like back into a corner, back my way out, get on your private jet, and get out of Dodge, because the hammer is about ready to come down, and it's not going to look pretty, because people are just fed up. You know, they're tired of being lied to and manipulated and ripped off, you know. So anyway, as a whole, you know, it's just not going to work out. But unfortunately, these people have no conscience whatsoever, and they have no shame, and they just keep going, you know, even against their own good. But I think it's interesting. She got Hillary and Brian Williams. They got together for her attack on her critics, you know, and wanted to ban them all as fake news. And both of them told these war stories that never happened, and they've been caught redundantly lying about events that never happened. And so that's all hitting the news. So their fake news and their fake stories are actually coming to the surface. What I've seen with this campaign is everything that they do, everything coming out of the Democratic Party or Hillary or whatever, everything they do, everything they blame others for, they themselves are doing, you know, in enormity. You know, it's like, it's massive, and that's the way they operate. Blame everybody else for what you yourself are doing, and that's the way the whole campaign went. So, you know, it was just amazing. You know, but, you know, with all this Pizzagate, and with the, you know, the pedophile island, and all the things, you know, coming up, and, you know, the FBI files, and the New York City files that they have, and everything, I'm just blown away that she's putting on her purple Soros uniform, you know, and still trying to get this insurrection going. And basically, because it's all about the money, she's going to do whatever the money tells her to do. And that's basically how that's going to function. But, you know, come on, people, see through it. You know, it's like I was watching these demonstrations, and, you know, they're actually busing people in for these demonstrations. And they're doing all this crazy stuff at these demonstrations for Hillary, you know. And, you know, the polls, everything else are showing that, you know, she's toast, basically. You know, she doesn't have a chance in hell. But speaking of hell, that's probably who she works for. But we'll get into that deeper with all this Pizzagate and satanic rituals. But, you know, I was watching these marches, and, you know, it's very sad to see where human consciousness is. And they're interviewing these people, and they're marching, and they've got these Hillary signs, and these women are marching, you know, bare-breasted, you know, with little pieces of tape on their nipples, basically. I guess that's to make it legal. And, you know, and they're not making sense in anything that they're saying. And they interview the guys around them, and the guys are just staring at their breasts, and they're not saying anything cohesive. They're just going, yeah, 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 Hillary, yeah. And they ask them a question, and they can't answer because they're too busy staring at the women's breasts, you know. And I'm wondering if these people are fine, are, you know, are the ones that are being paid, you know, to do that. and just to attract attention and attract the press and things like that. But I don't understand what that has to do with anything, you know, as far as bringing any credibility to your march. Now, if you're marching, you know, for women's rights or women's equality or things like that, you know, if that's what you're saying, this is what this march is about, I can say, okay, you know, well, whatever, teach his own, you know, it's like, but just watching this thing unfold, it's just so, it's so ridiculous. You know, I was listening to a guy quote, I'm trying to remember who it was, but he said that when you call this out and you say, this is so ridiculous, look at this, people meet you with vicious ignorance is what the quote was. You know, he called it vicious ignorance. They come after you totally ignorant as to, you know, who they're trying to install back in office and things like that. So all I can say is do some research, look who's funding these events, and, you know, pay attention. I mean, because a lot of this is falling under the category of treason, and there's some strict laws about trying to topple a government, you know, things like that, and outside, you know, you've been working for outside sources, you know, trying to do this, and, you know, follow the money and you'll find out who's doing it. So that's all being exposed now as well. On another note, the earth is ringing like a bell right now, and we've got a pretty major solar storm going on. It's kind of off and on. I think we have another one coming in tomorrow. You know, they're not earthquakes, but all around the country, there's this weird hum or a vibration going on, and the whole earth is vibrating right now. It's going through a major vibration, and it's, you know, they're that's their words. They're saying there's this weird vibration that's happening with the entire planet right now. So now we've got some psychics and some other people, and a good friend named Rama in Hawaii told me about his mother, who is very gifted, said there's a wave of 4D energy coming through. It's like a plasma energy coming through. And so we checked into it, and sure enough, there is. There's a massive wave of plasma energy coming through. I think it's going to really peak out, you know, probably 3 or 4 weeks, but when we really feel it coming through. But that could be it. That could be what we're going through. And, you know, whenever you get a big insert of energy, you're going to have chaos, you know, people are going to kind of go bonkers for a little while. And that's kind of the process. And I don't know, the people that I know that are sensitive right now are feeling waves of energy. They'll feel waves of anger, and sometimes they'll feel waves of sadness. And all of a sudden they get angry for no reason. They go, what is this? And they go, wait a second, this isn't mine. I have no reason. It's the collective consciousness processing. And, you know, they're also utilizing HAARP. I mean, so there's a lot of chemtrail activity. They're weaponizing the storms, and they're using HAARP technology as well. So a lot of this is to aggravate the chaos, you know. So if you think this is all crazy making, it actually is. That's what it's designed to do, is make everybody crazy. But if you look at the goals, you know, order through chaos, you know, create the chaos, and then we'll be the savior. It's that Hegelian dialectic, whatever they call it. But, you know, that's their motive, basically. And if you hear the goals of some of the top of the Freemasons, their goals are, they talk about how we're going to subvert everybody. You know, we're going to bribe and blackmail and, you know, people of power, people in position, political positions, people of wealth, everything, to bring them into the fold. They're going to do all they can to bring these people into the fold. And it's all about power and wealth, you know, and so that's that goal. And so you got order through chaos, you've got that goal right there, and then you've got Pizzagate, and there you go. There you have it. It's all clear as a bell. So, I mean, back in 82, I was talking about this, and we wrote in the book Becoming Gods, talked about all these things coming up and happening, and they're happening now. And so, you know, it's just this last one, I said, watch the coast of Northern California. There's going to be a good whack there, and sure enough, bam, it hit, you know, so I think it was the day after I put that out in the newsletter. So anyway, these things are unfolding. They are happening. What they're not telling you is there's a volcano, an active volcano going off the coast of Oregon and California. Scientists, when they went out to check it out, they dropped their cameras down when they saw what was going on. They said, fire up the boat, get out of here. You know, I don't even know if they even pulled up their equipment. But they were freaking out when they saw what was going on under there. But anyway, the earth is moving, and she's shifting and shaking her back a little bit, and you know, letting us know that she's alive and she's waking up, and it's time to get with the program. So there's a lot of collective processing going on. I wanted to talk a little bit too about Michael Moore. Should I say Michael Moore? The guy is unbelievable. When you're awake and when you're sensitive, there's a thing called direct knowing and a thing called utilizing your inner sensitivity. And when you watch somebody talk and what they say and how they say it, it creeps you out when somebody's channeling energies or working in a deceptive way. You know, it just, it's, there's a creepy energy around it and it creeps you out. And I watch things get twisted and turned and manipulated. And it's like a wordsmith manipulating people. Unbelievable. And now the guy's calling out for, hopefully, you know, it sounds like he's calling out for Trump to get assassinated, you know, like, or some other weird plan to keep him from taking office. You know, it's getting really weird. Some Hollywood people are actually saying, you know, if you want to assassinate Trump, you know, contact me on my Facebook, you know, so like they'll pay you. You know, those are things you get locked up for, you know. So I don't understand how this works. Like, if you're a Democrat or if you're with Hillary, you can lie to Congress, you can lie about your emails, you can lie about everything, and you can destroy evidence, you can do all these things, but nothing happens. It's like you get this Teflon jacket when you join that group. And but you know, you step out of line if you're on the other side of the fence, and man, you're in jail. You know, it's like you're you know, you can't lie to Congress, basically. You go to jail, period. And so, I mean, that's been an ongoing thing. But anyway, you know, I hate to get political, you know, this is concerning all of us. So I want to get back into some good news. And talk about, you know, the Zims and the Dinars and the global reset and things like that. And I'll tell you where I'm at with this. You know, right now, I had some very, very good intel. And things were all going really good. They're all going in the right direction, looking really good. You know, things were all in place. And then some things as always happen, you know, and you have to smoke out the cabal and the people in the banking system and things like that, that keep coming and sabotaging everything. And it just keeps happening, you know, and every week you hear Tuesday. If I had a dollar for every time I heard Tuesday, I'd be a very rich man. You know, things are going to break Tuesday. But, you know, right now I'm just not attached to it. I have other irons in the fire. I have a lot of projects. I'd like to see these projects get going. We have the best of the best healing technologies, access to them, which I want to implement and put together and create a healing center. I want to do some other work with free energy, and I have those contacts as well. So, I mean, we have all the connections and all the contacts, and they definitely want to work with us and share. The only thing we're missing is the financing and the structures to make this happen. And so, you know, basically that's what we're working on. And one way or another, it will happen, you know, because there's several avenues that I think will break soon, you know, to help make this come about. And it is, you know, it's part of the awakening healing process. It's part of the frequency shift that's happening. So, you know, you need to be in the right spot when this energy comes in, when it happens, and you can ride that wave. But, you know, this whole thing with the Zims and the Dinars, I don't know what to tell you anymore. You know, it looks like it's all set up. It should have gone. It didn't go. All along, I knew it wasn't going to go when people kept saying it was going to go because things weren't in place. But now everything's in place, and there's a few little monkey wrenches that just happened recently that are holding things up, but they keep saying they'll be ironed out in a week. But, you know, like the blind man said, we will see. So, you know, I don't know. I can give you 100% prophecy on this one. I don't know and be right. So I really don't know where this is at right now. There are so many levels to this, and there's so many things that need to happen for this to come about. And, you know, there's a whole new currency that needs to come out. There's other countries that need to get backed by gold. There's all of these things. Everything has to be in place, you know, for these things to happen. And most of them are in place. And it's just, to me, it's baffling me. I'm baffled why it's been blocked or who's been blocking it. And I know people, some of the people in the highest levels in the banking industry are throwing monkey wrenches in there, and they're being taken out one after another. So, you know, who knows when this is all it's going to be done. You know, it's going to be finished. But, you know, hopefully the global reset, all this stuff comes about, the new money backed by gold and an end of the banksters, you know, and the Federal Reserve, which is nothing more than international banksters. They've been holding us hostage forever. But I really do think what's going to put an end to the international banksters and those people is the pedophile ring, you know, that they're all on it. They're all a part of it. I shouldn't say all. I should say, I don't know who isn't on it, basically, but I'm sure there are some that aren't on it. But it is, as you climb the ladder of power and wealth, it gets darker and darker and darker, and then it goes into ritual. People selling their souls for power and wealth, and they work with demons and Satan and all these other energies. So these beings do exist. They are real. And there are some pretty ugly draconian reptilian demonic type beings, and that's what these people owe their allegiance to. Just do a little research on the goat, you know. There's always a goat in there, Baphomet, you know. So you know, basically it's like, I don't know. There's a lot of bad jokes around the goat, but we won't go there. But there's so many things that we have a joke. It's all about the goat. It goes back to the goat. And it does. Every time you go back there and there's the goat hanging on the wall or a goat being sacrificed or something, you know. So it's pretty crazy. I don't know what this fascination is with the goat, or it might just be the horns, or I don't know what it is. But it does. It's historically, you keep seeing this goat pop up. But it's pretty crazy. But there's so many things going on right now with these energies coming in. And all I can tell people is that, you know, when you see the chaos and the craziness happen, just know that things are working, because the higher consciousness and energy that's coming in right now is going to shove all this stuff up to the surface. You know, it's like semantics. You know, when you raise the frequency, you get chaos, and then all of a sudden it comes back into order and you have these beautiful mandalas, you know, or beautiful geometric patterns, you know, and then you turn the frequency up again and everything goes into chaos next level, and then you come back into order. So, you know, it's like that's the way it works. That's the way universe works. Now, the Illuminati are using this in a very negative way. They're creating the chaos, and then they're acting as though they're the ones that are going to bring the order, you know. So, you know, they create the famines, they create the diseases, they create the wars, you know, all these things. And then you pay them through the nose to bring order. You know, you give your power away for them to bring order, to be the solution. And that's all surfacing right now. So we're right in the middle of all of this hitting the fan right now. It's all surfacing. You can't get away from it. All of it's going to be exposed. And, you know, to me, I, in all of my life, I've never seen such blatant arrogance and narcissism and just a total lack of shame with these people and how they can stand up there and lie to millions and millions of people over and over and not bat an eye. And even when you've got the goods on them and you've got them nailed, they still keep lying, and they can't process it. It's weird. I don't think they're capable of any guilt or shame or anything else. It's like Aleister Crowley's program, you know, do as thou wish. You know, basically, that's what they're doing. They think they can do whatever they want to do, no matter what, no consequences. And that's pretty much the way it's been, you know, because they have these Teflon suits they get when they join the New World Order, you know, the club. So so basically, the Teflon suits aren't working too well right now. And people are saying, you know, there's so much mud that they've created, and all their mud is surfacing, and the mud is sticking right now. So pretty soon, they're just going to be buried under their own karma, their own mud, you know. So it's getting pretty crazy out there. But, it's part of the process. So, you know, we have to kind of ride with it. Don't get caught up in it. Practice loving detachment, but, you know, make your voice be heard. You know, don't sit back and allow the nonsense to keep going. You know, it needs to be exposed for what it is. And it's so ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous now. And, you know, obviously, you know, it's broken. The system is broken. It's not fixable. We need to try something else. We need to do something else. You know, is Trump going to drain the swamp? I sincerely hope so. You know, is he going to take out all the people that have sold us down the river, you know, and all the agencies and everything else? Are they going to do a major house cleaning? I really hope so. It looks like that's the direction it's going in. Are the generals going to buck up and back him and protect him? I really hope this is where things are going. But, you know, all in all, the people need to get behind this. You know, it's not up to somebody else to save everybody else. It's up to us to wake up and smell the coffee and develop our own inner sensitivity and make our own personal connection with God, Creator, Spirit, whatever you want to call it, and start, you know, looking at what's going on with discernment. And because some of the things they're showing on mainstream TV, I should say lamestream TV, are so ridiculous. I just can't even wrap my head around it. I can't. It just doesn't add up, you know. And, you know, it's put me in a position right now, like I'm going through my own healing, you know, because, you know, I've succumbed to some of these weaponized storms and some of the things that I've been hit with. Believe me, I've been hit with everything from, you know, actually being shot at to having, you know, brake lines cut, tires, lug nuts taken off. You know, I've had helicopters fly over and hit me with a magnetic pulse that shut everything down, including my own body. You know, I had to kind of resurrect myself. You know, all kinds of psychotronic weapons, you name it. And, you know, I'm in the process of healing myself. And that's one of the reasons I was down in Mexico, because the treatments I needed to take care of some of this stuff aren't available here in the States. And unfortunately, because, you know, the FDA is compromised and all the other stuff going on. So hopefully that'll all get turned around and these technologies will be allowed. And there's even more expanded technologies. I just don't have the funds to build the equipment or to bring the people to buy the equipment from those that have built it. But, you know, the bottom line is we're all plasma, basically. We're energy beings. And we need to take care of the energies that have been stripped from us and find out why they've been stripped from us and add them back, you know, put them back, and then we're going to heal. But, you know, it's all about, you know, certain things that just take your energy. You know, the bottom line is that's what happens. You know, when you get sick or you get ill, there's something zapping your energy. It could be a poison, a chemical. It could be an energy. It could be a cell phone tower. It could be, you know, a lot of different things. Smart meter, you know, everything. There's all kinds of things that could be zapping your energy. And so it's all a matter of getting your body rebalanced and reset, you know, and there are technologies that can do that. You know, hopefully we'll be able to get that together. But, you know, we're working with several scientists, including Keshe, you know, and getting some of these plasma generators. Peter Slattery is working on a plasma generator and things like that for healing over in Australia. And so he's got that together. And so we'll be working with him and bringing him out here and starting. And there's other ones close by, which I won't talk about, that actually built some of these technologies. So we're working on getting that technology here and built, you know, and put together. No, that's the plan. Once we understand it, you know, it's like it's a learning curve. You have to study these technologies and to wrap your head around, because a lot of them do with consciousness. So it's a, you know, if you believe you're a body and a personality and that's it, that's, you have no control whatsoever, you know, of your body, although it is designed to heal itself, you know, if you allow it. Take away the disruptors, you know, they're creating problems. But, you know, Dr. Deagle, I think it's Bill Deagle, just did an interview, and I believe I put it out. I think I put it out on the newsletter. If you're not on the newsletter, just go to eseti.org and sign up on the newsletter. And you can go back and read these articles. But amazing stuff, you know, and he just spelled it all out, what's going on, and talked about Fukushima and everything and how to, you know, guard against radiation and everything, you know, and these chem bombs and the chemtrails and all the other things that they're, storms that they're weaponizing. But it's really interesting. You can be up on the mountain, not seeing anybody, all by yourself, not having any basically interaction with anybody, and all of a sudden everybody gets sick. Everybody. It's not like it's a flu that had to spread from person to person or whatever. Everybody in the whole town gets sick, and you watch like most of the kids are out of school all at the same time, and you go, wait a second, flus don't travel that fast. I said, come on, it's just like all of a sudden, they'll do some heavy chemtrail spraying, and then 2 days later, bam, everybody's down, everybody's sick, and figure it out. It fits right into the New World Order plan, basically. So you got to know the plan. The plan is to eliminate, 80% of us, basically. I don't think they're going to pull it off, but they're sure trying. They're pulling out all the stops. But, I'm really hoping that a lot of whistleblowers come out of that and start saying, yeah, we created this and I didn't know it was going to be used, but now it was used and it was weaponized. And here's the antidote for that, because everything that they've created, they have the cure, they have an antidote for it, or they wouldn't create it. They wouldn't let it go. And that's the way it is. So the cures are there, the antidotes are there, but you got to know what you're being hit with. And some of these things we're being hit with are very exotic. They're very, they morph, from an insect to a bacteria to a worm to a nano creature, with a little generator in it. It's unbelievable, some of the stuff they're creating, and AI technology. But, basically it's been going on for a long time, and now it's all surfacing. So we're in that Armageddon phase where everything surfaces. Armageddon just means the great uncovering, where everything is uncovered, and that's where we're at right now. But there's so much going on right now, and I'm getting hate mail. It's funny because I'm getting hate mail from, certain people, and I just go, have you done the research? And they just make these bold blanket statements. And I go, well, wait a second. Here's some research, go check this, and then get back to me. And then, you can make statements out of being informed, not out of ignorance. And so do the research first, and they never do the research. It's amazing. They never get back to you and go, oh my God, you're right, or anything, which I don't expect. But, it's just like, and right now my favorite line is, thank you for establishing your ignorance and your character. Have a nice day. This has nothing to do with me. This is your drama, and I don't want to participate in it, So, I mean, that's basically where it's gotten to, because I just don't have time for it anymore. And I want to just find a cave right now and let everything pass by and then come back out, sometime around 2019 or something, and see how things worked out. But I know I'm here to make a change, I'm here as part of that. We're having amazing connections here. The Pleiadians are coming in really strong right now. They're very active in turning this planet around and with the shift. We're getting a lot of contacts from the Orion Council of Light. We're getting contacts from the Andromedans. The Lion Beings are extremely active right now in cleaning up this stuff. And there's, as Dr. Deagle said, there's a trans-dimensional war. Some people call it interdimensional war or multidimensional war, but there is a transdimensional war going on, and there are unseen influences at work here. And in the lower fourth dimension, most of them are in there, and they're really a pain in the butt, and they're being cleaned up. And they are the puppet masters. The puppets are the political people and the other people within the mega corporations and things that have sold their souls for power and wealth and do rituals to these puppet masters. And the puppet masters aren't physical beings. So, if you don't believe this, think about humanity. Okay, what does it mean to be human? And really, truly, to be a real human, what does it mean? Now, all these, they call things like inhuman acts. That's inhuman. That's when you, harm somebody, you destroy the environment, or you kill somebody, you sacrifice somebody, whatever. These are inhuman acts. So inhuman acts are inspired by inhuman beings. It's that simple. there's so much inhumanity going on. It's not just people doing this. There's other levels to this. And it's time we wake up and smell the coffee. Because now the good news is that we have the ability to clear those energies. And we can make contact with our own main teacher and guide and work with the higher dimensional beings, the positive ones, the benevolent ones, and we can clear these energies out. I've been ambushed on some radio shows, you know, because they go, and you're doing conjuring, you're doing this, all this crap, you know. It's like, give me a freaking break, you know. Yeah, anytime you work with higher dimensional beings or you work with multidimensional beings to counteract these other beings that are transdimensional, people go, oh, you're doing the work of the devil, you know. It's like, no, we're cleaning up the work of the devil. Figure it out, you know. It's like, you know, in your vernacular, you might say, you know, basically look at the fruits, you know. If things are healing and clearing, if you're moving towards universal peace and universal law, then how can that harm anything? And so look at the works. Forget about the programs, the social and religious programming and cultural programming. Forget about it. You know, in order to get into unity consciousness or into the fifth dimension, you have to be aligned with unity consciousness. And that's the bottom line. You're not going to get there. So you have to transcend all culture and all religious boundaries to ascend to these other levels. And that's just the name of the game. And, you know, basically, if you're working towards that, then that's what's going on. And it's very obvious when you are aligned with those energies, what's out of alignment. And it's very easy to deal with that. I want to give the numbers out. We have some callers. Look like they're starting to pop on. We've got 888-627-6008 is the call-in number. So if you want to add your voice to what's going on, and you know, again, it's 888-627-6008. And so I think we've got Steve on line one. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Hey, James.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I just, listening to you, T and I, we came to your ranch over the summer to watch the stars and all the brothers from the and the sisters from the planets, and it was beautiful. But my question to you, you were mentioning something about the dinar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you were investing in that or not. I have, personally, and I'm following it. The whole thing has been going on for a while, as you might know. But if you have invested it, the good news is things are supposed to break free, and we're looking at the first half of the month of January 2017. It's supposed to rise.
Yeah, I've been hearing a lot of different stories about it, and you know everything. And I keep hearing Tuesday, and people are calling me constantly. And I said, you know what? I have no idea whatsoever. I know it is going to break. And it's probably somewhere around the inauguration or after the you know, Trump gets in there, you know, or get past the Electoral College stuff. And then I said, but I don't see it happening before then. But it could, you know, it could happen.
No, I believe you're absolutely right. That's what my prediction is as well. The first, after Trump gets in and things settle in and he continues his path, that's going to occur. So I just wanted to let you know my heart's with you, Tina's heart's with you, and we're so happy that you're doing what you're doing.
Oh, great. Thanks. Yeah, it is getting pretty crazy. It's like with the, you know, with all this stuff going on and you know, that war going on, the transdimensional war has really been taking the wind out of my sails. I mean, I've got my butt kicked on this one, but you know, we keep getting on top of it and we keep clearing it out, and the higher dimensional beings are doing their part. And you know, people don't realize that I can't say too much about it, but let's say some of the top people in these programs are asking for our assistance, you know. So that's how I know what I know. And so every time they run into a block or whatever, they said, "Hey, can you clear this out?" And we do. And it's usually tied into these transdimensional beings that are blocking things.
Yeah, and that's something that we are experiencing as well. It's amazing, and we come to the conclusion that you just go in the direction the river is taking you instead of trying to fight it. We I have a hard time sleeping as well, just going, what the heck's going on?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is getting a little crazy. Every time you turn around, it's like, you know, getting weirder and weirder.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, yeah, we'll keep up the good work, and we'll see what's going on in the future.
We'll see the future. Absolutely. Happy New Year to you, James.
All right, you too. All right, I'm working on a couple little problems here. We're trying to tune some things down here and get the levels up. But I think I've got it. We will see. But hang on just a second here. All right, I think we've got it. I had to turn my speaker down and my mic up. So I think we've got it set up, hopefully. Hopefully we've got a little better feed going on. All right, let's see what we've got. So again, I wanted to give you those numbers. It's 888-627-6008. And, you know, that's good news on the dinar and the Zims, you know. And we'll see where that goes. But, I mean, there's a lot of good that can be done. You know, eventually what's going to happen is that this is just a step, basically, anyway. And, you know, to get the money into the hands of the light workers and get things turned around on the planet is something we need to do. But at the same time, you know, it's sad. I'm seeing a lot of greed and a lot of selfishness and people, you know, that, yeah, when I get my money, I'm going to do this and this and this. I'm really seeing first priorities as, you know, beach houses and Mercedes and Porsches and things like that. And I'm going, well, wait a second. You know, what about the people that don't have water? You know, they don't even have a well, you know, or they don't have a bathroom, you know. There's a lot of villages that could use a little help in that direction. I'm just getting back from Mexico. I know that's definitely happening there. And, you know, also, too, it's like there's like in Sayulita where I'm there, their sewer system could really use an upgrade, you know, because they got we call it Rio de Caca. You know, it's this one river that goes right into the ocean there. And it's not really a good idea to swim in there, although a lot of people do. And actually, I try to go as far away from it as I can to go in the water. But again, that needs to be cleaned up. And, you know, things like that. We have the technology. We could clean up that sewage and actually recycle it. And there's all kinds of things we could do. You know, even oxygenate the water or mix it. You know, we don't have to throw chlorine at it and stuff like that. But there's ways there's plasma generators that can just actually create energy. They can create electricity from the waste, you know. So a lot of different things you can do with that, and that we don't have to be using the old programs. And you know, that's some of the technology I'm aware of that I know is working in other places. And again, this whole nuke thing, you know, I wanted to talk about these nuclear generators. They're completely unnecessary. And the higher dimensional beings, the ETs, everybody have been warning us back since we let off the first atomic bomb. Stop. Do not use that technology. You know, you can't get rid of it, you know. And, you know, once you open that can of worms, how are you going to get rid of it? And that's, we've got huge, massive amount of nuclear storage, you know, deadly nuclear stuff, ticking time bombs such as Fukushima waiting to go off. And some of them are going off. But anyway, there is a place, and I have to get permission if I can talk about it. But, you know, they took a coal generating plant, hooked up a couple Rolls-Royce jet engines on it, running them on water and generating an enormous amount of electricity on water. So they just proved without a shadow of a doubt, using dinosaur technology, that we don't need the nukes. So we need to get rid of those immediately, get them out. You know, they're not necessary. You know, use the water technology if you want to use that. If you don't want to use that, use the free energy technology. I mean, those things will spin the bearings off of whatever you hook them up to. So they do exist, and we can generate all the power we need, you know, from the vacuum, from the void, you know. So, and pretty soon these things are going to be in everybody's house. So that's going to be an end to that program. That's already happening, which is really good. But, you know, it's all coming down. It's coming out, and that's part of the process. We're in the middle of the old control programs, you know, being enslaved through dependency, the lack and poverty and the lack of healing technologies, the right ones that work, all that stuff is coming to an end. You know, the war on disease profiteers, the tyrants are coming to an end. you know, they're not frequency specific to the evolution of Earth, and we're in that process right now. So anyway, it looks like we've got Greg on line one. Greg, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you, James.
Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. You do a lot of good work. I'm in Vincennes, Indiana.
All right.
And I keep my eyes in the skies, and boy, I just don't see much here happening. Am I excluded from the planet, or what's going on?
Well, you know what? If you meditate on love and joy and bliss and send it to them and tell them I want to have a contact and make it your focus, they'll find you, you know, and that's the way. Usually it happens on an inner level first, and then when you do your work and you raise your frequencies, it puts out a beacon and they find you. But, you know, keep trying. We'll see. I'll put a good word in and see if we can have a little experience for you.
All right. I'd really appreciate it. Hey, another thing I want to share with the viewers. I've done a little bit of pendulum work. I've listened to, you know, the George Norrie show, and I tried that, and I got me a pendulum, and I've been doing it for about, the yes and no, and I've been doing it probably for 8 or 9 months, and it says there will be a shift change December 15th. Every day I do it, and it says yes, yes, yes. And I just want to share that with you and the viewers that maybe something's going to happen on the 15th of December.
Interesting.
Very interesting. You know, sometimes I didn't really buy into it, but when you see it every day, I go yes. And I might add, I was just doing a test along with listening to the space going with Donald Trump. And I'm not really big into political. I'm like you are. But every state, I would go with that pendulum, and he won it every time. And the ones lost, it went no with Hillary. It went down to the T. And I don't know if you're a big believer in that. I wanted to find out your input on that.
Yeah, you know, I use that. Actually, I use the pendulum to find the property here on a map of the United States after having several visions of it. And I use divining rods quite a bit. I used the divining rods to find the well here on the property, and I actually hit an underground river, you know. So,
I didn't know that. Those. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
I use other techniques as well.
Well, listen, hey, I want to leave room for other callers. I'll check in with you another time and call back, and I'll keep my eyes in the sky. And thanks for the info, and I thought I'd share that info with you and the listeners out there, and Merry Christmas to you.
All right, you too.
Okay, thanks, James.
All right, take care. You know what? It's funny, December 15th, we're getting so much information around December 15th that it does definitely feel like something's going to break and right around that time. And, you know, I think this recount thing is really going to backfire because they're going to find out there was so much manipulation on the vote, and it wasn't on Trump's side, it was on the other side of the fence, that it's all going to backfire. So, you know, it's kind of tricky because they're doing all they can on one side to install their person, you know, the New World Order boys, the cabal. And the white hats are doing everything on the other side to keep exposing what they're doing. So it's like it's an amazing little push-pull game going on. And kudos to the white hats for doing their job and making sure that, you know, the bribes and the threats and the other stuff don't work, you know. So on the other side of the fence, and it's can't get much darker than it is. I mean, when you really look behind this whole thing. And, you know, I want to bash the Clintons, but I mean, they've bashed themselves. I mean, all you got to do is do the research and it's all going to come out. So, you know, you can't hide, you know. I like what Buddha said, you know. He said, your karma is like fresh milk. It takes a little while to spoil, but, you know, as sure as the horse draws the cart that pulls it, you know, it's going to catch up, you know. So it's basically you know, it does. You know, karma takes a little while, and then it spoils, and then you got a bunch of rotten milk. And that's why you want to operate under universal law and stop, you know, creating karma. You know, it's that simple. Does karma exist? Of course it does. It's called action reaction. It's just common sense. You know, there's a saying about common sense. It's not very common, and that's what I'm starting to see on the planet right now. It's people are just a product of social programming, and there's a spell, and that spell needs to be broken. And this fake news thing, I think it's great they passed a bill saying no more fake news, because that, if they actually enforce it, all the major news, lamestream media will have to quit. You know, they'll be out of business because all they do is fake news. You know, so anyway, okay, yeah, so you pass a law. Okay, let's put somebody in there that's going to enforce it, you know, and do the research. And then you get rid of all the major news agencies, you know. And if you haven't seen those, do some things, you know, do some searches on fake news where it shows all the newscasters telling the same story over and over, verbatim, the same story. It's like canned news. It comes in a can, you know, they open the can, it goes out to all the agencies, and they just read monitors. There's no investigative reporting going on. They read what is given to them, and you just have to figure out who's giving it to them. And there you go, you know, and so that's the way it works. There's very, very, very few investigative reporters out there. And when they do have one that comes up, he usually gets, you know, either fired or assassinated, you know, which has happened quite a bit. So there's been a lot of people assassinated that did bring out the dirt on certain people. And that's been an ongoing thing. And that's going to come out of the news. But, you know, you just can't have a long trail of dead bodies and think there's not going to be, you know, a reaction to that, or there's not going to be justice, because, you know, regardless of if you own the justice system or not, there's a higher justice that comes to play. And, you know, it may take a while. It's patient. You know, they always say, you know, that the universe is patient. You know, it may take a while to act, but, you know, it will act. And sometimes, you know, sometimes he acts with a hammer, you know, so it's good to like be on the right side of the fence, basically, you know, start being kind to each other and being kind to the planet. You know, that's the bottom line. Again, I want to give that number. We've got enough time for maybe one or two more calls. The number is 888-627-6008. But I really wanted to hit hard on this fake news thing. We really need to stay on top of that, because, you know, the internet, you know, keeping the internet free, you know, keeping the voice out there, even if some of the stuff is nonsense, you know, we just need to use our own discernment, you know, and decide whether or not, you know, because I go through this all the time. But it looks like we got Bob on line two. So, Bob, are you with us? We've got a few minutes left.
Yeah, I am.
Welcome to the show, Bob.
Thank you very much. I'm just north of Mount Shasta. You know, we get slammed with the chemtrails like you had.
Oh, yeah.
And just knocks us flat. But then we rebound, we, you know, cleanse our systems, that type of thing. But one of the things is I'm afraid that this is one of the things that they would want to censor. You bring it up almost every time on your show about how they're out there poisoning us. You know, and we're trying to help our trees here. We're utilizing some of the cash plasma to try to bring a sense of balance around our trees and strengthen them, you know, which are really impacted by the pine beetles. And
yeah.
Hopefully in the next year or two, we'll see a real improvement by utilizing that. But I'm glad to hear that you're looking into those technologies as well.
Yeah, you know, the aluminum blocks the uptake of nutrients to the trees. The pine beetle is secondary, because the chemtrails are weakening the trees to where they can't defend themselves, and then the pine beetle and the fires and everything else are secondary. And that's what people need to realize, is that, you know, these chemtrails, they're killing our forests, they're in our food chain, they're killing us, you know. And a lot of the stuff is accumulative. You know, it's a slow kill, and we have to figure that one out and put an end to that. And first and foremost, priority, I think, right now is to stop the chemtrails.
Yeah. Yeah. Last week, we really got nailed in, and I'm sure that's what you're reacting to as well. It was so heavy.
In Mexico, I watched them spray right down the beach, and the trade winds brought this in. I watched this thick plume go right across the beach, and then all of a sudden it comes in. 2 days later, like 70% of the kids were out of school, and they said there was a SARS breakout, you know. And this was last year, or about a year. I think it was last year. No, the year before that. And they said, oh, it was SARS, you know. Well, you know, I saw them spray that huge plume, and then right after that, everybody was sick. And it hit me and hit my brother, and you know, it was a real mess down there. So I have no doubt whatsoever watching them do it. I saw them do it in Hawaii. I've seen them do it everywhere. And people go, oh, they don't spray here. And I go, no, they spray out and let the trade winds bring it in. They weaponize the storms and let the storms do it. They're definitely spraying. And I think Trump's number one agenda is to follow the money and find out who's doing this, and then just go to the top and take care of these guys. The generals too, you know, they need to step forward and say, you can't land on our bases anymore, you know, and this is an act of treason. It's war against the American people. It's a global war, basically, against humanity and nature as well. And it, you know, we have to put an end to this.
Yeah, thanks for doing that.
Yeah, I'll probably be first in line for the fake news censorship. But you know what? It's not right. even if they shut things down, they'll all start back up again. You know, it's like they can't stop it. You can't stop truth.
No, it's too big. And then I'm so glad that Pizzagate came along, and that's really going to work in people's favor with the New York Police Department holding the FBI's feet to the fire.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And definitely it is happening. So we've just got about 3 minutes left. So, hey, well, thanks for calling, and keep up the good work, and let me know how that's working out for you using that cache technology.
Sure. I'll write you. Thanks.
Hey, throw some iron on them too. Buy some iron and throw them around your trees, because I know when they take the iron in, it blocks the aluminum from coming up.
Oh, great. I've got that already. But thanks for telling me.
All right. Take care. Keep up the good work. Okay, I've got Sue on line one. We've got one more caller, and that's it. So welcome to the show, Sue. What do you have for us?
Hi, James. Real quick question. Where can we buy these free energy devices as well as, the Pleiadians and all the other beings out there? How come they're not helping with the chemtrails and just make them disappear for us if we ask? Can they do that?
You know what? If you go online and do a search on that and just say, you know, UFO destroys chemtrails, you'll see a lot of it happening. They are cleaning up a lot of it, but okay. It's so overwhelming. And they are there's a more active role going on with it. But I think a lot of it is we need to clean this up ourselves. We need to rise up and get rid of the people that are financing these chemtrails. You know, follow the money and find out who's doing it, and you know, and open up those vats. You know, let's look inside and see what they're spraying. You know, and that's that needs to be transparent, because there's no oversight whatsoever to these geoengineering programs.
Well, where can we buy some of this free energy? Where can we buy it? Is there a website?
You know what? I would keep an eye on Keshe. It's KESHE, the Keshe Foundation. And they're coming out with a lot of the devices. There's other devices that are coming out. I'm not sure where. Some of my sources I can't even talk about that I'm working with that have unlimited energy. But, you know, I don't know when they're going to come out. They're kind of like they've been shut down several times. So I don't know what's going to happen there.
And you actually want to build some stuff, but you need financing. How much do you need, a couple million or a couple trillion?
A couple million probably would cover what I want to do, because I want to build I need two major buildings to put all this technology in, and And also there's some other things I want to do here that I need, you know, more housing for people and things like that. So that would, I'm sure that would cover it. I can do a lot with little. It's amazing. I can do a lot more than most people with very little. So, but, you know, there's.
So at least like under $10 million would work, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I have other bigger projects. I have countries I want to help out. So there's other things going on too. But anyway, you know, it all starts, you know, with a few steps, and that's where we're at right now.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, to keep an eye on Cash. They're probably the first ones coming out. There are others coming out. There's some people in Mexico making some. I got to do research now that I'm back, but I'm leaving again. I just got back and I'm turning around and leaving again. I'll have to do some more research and find out more about, you know, what's actually available out there.
Okay, because once we can buy it, then that can start cleaning up the, you know, ozone and the chemtrails ourselves, right? Okay.
Well, as soon as it's available, sign up for the newsletter, and as soon as it's available, it'll come out on the newsletter and how to buy it and where to buy it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Well, we're out of time, folks. Basically, we're hitting the end of the hour, but I just want to, you know, from my heart of hearts, to tell people, use discernment. You know, come on, open up your own inner sensitivity, your own discernment, and step back from all this nonsense. You know, meditate on it, take a good look at it, and see if it's panning out. You know, see if it's true. Feel it, you know, see if it's true for you. And you can't ignore the overwhelming evidence of all the heinous stuff that's been going on, you know, in that political field and whatever the other stuff. We have to take a look at that. You know, we can't be in denial. You know, that's not a river in Egypt. You know, so anyway, it's time for this all to come up. It's time for us to deal with it personally and as a collective, and move to the next level. You know, it's not about grabbing your sword and hacking off heads. It's all about saying enough's enough. And let whoever needs to take care of that business, take care of that business. But we have to support the people that are stepping forward and are putting an end to this heinous stuff that's going on. You know, we need to get behind the whistleblowers and the other people and support them. And, you know, forget about this fake news thing, because the ones that are claiming, you know, fake news are the fake news. You know, it's the pot calling the kettle black. But anyway, we're at the end of the hour. We've got to sign off. So anyway, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network, signing off. Have a great evening. You know, follow your heart and watch the skies. Hi, hi.